I've just been joined by a lovely lady who always makes me laugh. You always make me... Do you know why you make me laugh? It's Maggie, by the way. Maggie from Creedence.
Morning.
Maggie Curry. Morning, Maggie. You always stand behind people and make fun of them. You do. You always... I mean, you've done that in the past. I can't remember who we were talking to, but you're doing that funny thing with the fingers. But you wouldn't be able to do that because he's too tall. Isn't he? But that's what you... You went up to the mirror there and made faces through the mirror as well. Oh dear! You just got that way about it that makes me laugh, you know. And I think that's a good thing, isn't it?
I think so. Yes, people have got to laugh.
You've got to have that. Yeah,
life is far too short to be miserable.
Yeah, too blooming right it is. Too blooming right. Anyway, you got this secret and you won't tell me. You said you've got to do it on air. So you know, I'm sort of I'm sat around thinking, well, what are you up to then? You got a new project you're starting?
It's a new project. Yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm a qualified coach, life coach, and I've written the book, which you are currently delving your way through.
It will take me a while, but I will get there, I promise you.
What you believe creates your reality.
I need to come and sit on your couch.
Please do.
I do need to come and sit on your couch because, you know, I'm sort of... I've just said to you just then about... I look at it and I think, well I can't, look, I've got so much to do. I can't sit around reading a book because I'm mentally in there. It says, that's lazy. And I'm not saying that people are lazy if they sit down and read books. It's just the way that I'm made. And you need to unlock that so I can actually sit down and relax.
It's probably something that you've been told as a child, if you're sitting there doing nothing, to stop being lazy.
And
it's stuck.
And I do remember when I read your book, get a plug in.
What you believe creates your reality.
Because in the first couple of chapters it does cover that, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I do remember that. So
good.
That's gone in. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a moment. Yeah. Come back to my problems in a moment. I mean, so what are you doing?
Following on from that, I decided that I needed to learn more. And I found on the internet this fabulous coaching program called You University. You being you.
Right, okay.
As opposed to me being you.
Yeah.
And I went through this. It took 6 months. And it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing, the transformation you can make in yourself. And I've made huge transformations. And there is nothing else on this earth like it. Nothing. No other coaching programs like it anywhere. You get assigned your own life coach who you talk to for an hour at least a week, if not two. You have access to them by email at all times. And it's set out like a university. You go into buildings, you go into building one, up to building 12. And you work your way through it, and it's just absolutely fabulous. Really worth doing.
You've lost me already, so I'm glad you know what you're doing.
Well, now that I've qualified,
yeah.
I can take other people through it and teach them. So this is what I'm doing now.
Okay.
So I'm a qualified university coach.
So can we outline it a little bit?
Yes, we can. It's it covers over 6 months, and in the beginning you start with just joining the journaling community, which is an online community where you can just post your thoughts or whatever, and other people make comments on it. In month two, you get your supervised peer coaching calls, which is you and other coaches who are learning. And your own coaching calls, and you have self-care assignments. And in month three, you begin your own university blog. So you've got to create your own blog and report on what you're doing and how you're going through. And in month four, you take a personal development plan. And in month five, you take an intermediate personal development plan. And in month six, you take the advanced personal development plan,
right,
while still working through your university, and you become a university coach, and then you start marketing yourself and your university, and it just takes off from there, and it's just wonderful.
Has it changed? Obviously you're like infusing, aren't you?
Absolutely,
yeah.
I mean, it came to, I don't know if you know, but I was adopted as a baby, and my parents steered me through life to not be what they didn't want me to be,
right,
if you like.
Yeah.
But having gone through university and found out why these things, I mean, they did the best they could, I'm not criticizing them, they did what the best they could, but now I'm being me, not what they wanted me to be. Do you follow that?
Yeah, I do.
So now I'm living as me, and it's just amazing. It's taken over 50 years to get there, but
Do you know what? It's really strange, because I'm not just saying this, but in the last couple of weeks, it's been really sort of things like that have gone into my head and popped out again. And watching various different programs, it triggers things in your brain, that things that affected you, and not you, but me in the past. Mm-hmm. And I've got to be honest with you. I want to do this on air, to be honest, because it'd be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at it and thinking, am I normal? My wife will tell you, no, you're not normal at all. You are a nutter. That's what she'll say to me. Just mucking around. She doesn't mean anything by it. But, I mean, it's quite well known that I found my dad when I was 37 years old. And I have this way about me. And my wife will say, you are very cynical and you are very single-minded and independent. Because I look at it and I think, well, I never had a dad for 37 years. I had numerous stepdads, because my mum got married X amount of times. She's a bit like Joan Collins and or Elizabeth Taylor, more so. But for all of those years, you were kind of independent. And people tell me that you are independent and you never, ever ask for help when you should.
Yeah.
Purely and simply because you were so used to, right, what you've never had, you've never missed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in there, and that's the way I think. And I get very cynical when I see other people that are maybe in similar positions that are distraught and damaged and get upset by it. And I, you know, if we're watching the TV, I will say things like, oh, for goodness sake, pull yourself together. You come into this world alone and you go out of it alone, and you kind of end up thinking, crikey, are you cynical, single-minded, or is there, you know, is there a little bit of you that's kind of damaged and needs repairing?
Probably all of those things, but we all have to take responsibility for our own life.
Sure.
What I do is up to me. What I do affects everybody else. And what you do affects everybody else. But we have to take responsibility for our own lives. And if we don't do that, then we're just going to chug along through life and let everybody else lead us.
That's true. That's true. I mean...
And what you're saying is very true. And we have to go back and heal the past first so that we can move on with our lives now.
Is there, I mean, I'm looking at it and thinking, is there something to heal? You know, is there... Because
I look at it, find out.
I'm not not cynical. I'm kind of honest and blunt.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to it, and if I see people that there's been a program on recently about finding your family, you're finding your real family, on Thursday nights, and I was intrigued by it, but I couldn't watch it because the first person I saw got really, really upset. She was like same age as me, got really, really upset, and I just ended up sort of saying, oh, for goodness sake, pull yourself together. You know, you come into this world alone, you go out of it alone, and, you know, what are you getting upset for? You know, I just didn't have any patience, didn't have any time.
No.
I switched off, couldn't watch it.
That's probably not the right programme for you then.
Most definitely wasn't, for some reason. But then you start kind of analysing it and thinking, well, has whatever's happened to you affected you, or is it a case of you are so how can I put it, in control, if you like? And I'm not a control freak by any stretch, but you know, you're in control, you're dealing with it.
A lot of people aren't in control of their own lives; they're led by other people.
Mm. Okay. Well, what advice would you give to me then?
Go through university.
Right, okay. How long will it take to sit on your couch and get me sorted then? If there is anything to sort.
It could take anything from an hour to 4 hours, 5 hours.
Okay. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
See, I look at it and I think, not on a hot day, because I like to sit out in the sun, and the sun's coming. I'm going, when am I going to squeeze that in? Well, can we do it one evening? Or when is a good time to do it?
Whenever you are ready.
Right, okay.
Basically.
I've been thinking about it for the last couple of weeks with you in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying that because you're sat there now. I am. And some people will think, my wife might think, my mum, if she was listening now, she would say, hang on, Ian, what are you doing this on air for? What's, you know, this is personal. But in a way, it's not.
It's not something you should do on air. Necessarily.
No, I just wanted to talk about it because,
yeah,
I just wanted to highlight,
absolutely,
you know, that there are, you know, people that you can help, and I'm one of them. And it's not, let's be embarrassed, because anybody that needs to sit on someone's couch may be a bit doolally, and it's a bad thing. It's not that. It's not
what
at
other
all.
People think is of no interest to you whatsoever.
No, that's a good point.
Let them think what they like.
Okay, I will. Is there anything else you want to add to it?
Not for the moment. No, that's fine.
Okay then. We kind of went off on a you know,
on a tangent.
We didn't know where that was going. But honestly, it's the truth. And I say the last couple of weeks, I've been really like looking inside and trying to think. Well, hang on a minute. Are you damaged? Are you a bit cynical? Are you too cynical? Or are you just dealing with it?
It may not be damage. It may just be something that needs healing.
Maybe. I'm going to come and sit on your couch.
Please do.
All right, thank you. That's Maggie Curry, and if you want to check out Maggie's website, it is
www.credencetraining.co.uk.
I'm glad you remembered it, because I couldn't remember it off by heart. And there is a phone number as well, isn't there?
There is. It's 01983 759 213.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.